Chapter 4, How Solomon Missed His Chance. Among the causes that led Solomon into oppression was his failure to maintain the spirit of self-sacrifice. When Moses at Sinai told the people of the divine command, "Let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them," the Israelites came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and brought offerings. For building the sanctuary, a large amount of precious and costly material was required, but the Lord accepted only freewill offerings. "Of every man that giveth it willingly with his heart ye shall take my offering," was the command to the congregation. A similar call to self-sacrifice was made when David asked, "Who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord?" This call to consecration should ever have been kept in mind by those who erected the temple. For the construction of the wilderness tabernacle, chosen men were endowed by God with special skill. "The Lord hath called by name Bezalel, of the tribe of Judah, and he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to work all manner of work, of the engraver, and of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer, and of the weaver. Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding." 36:1. Heavenly intelligences cooperated with the workmen whom God Himself had chosen. The descendants of these workmen inherited to a large degree the talents conferred on their forefathers. But gradually, almost imperceptibly, they lost their hold on God and their desire to serve Him unselfishly. They asked higher wages because of their superior skill as workmen in the finer arts. Often they found employment in the surrounding nations. In place of the noble spirit of their illustrious ancestors, they indulged a spirit of covetousness, of grasping for more and more. That their selfish desires might be gratified, they used their God-given skill in the service of heathen kings and lent their talent to perfecting works which were a dishonor to their Maker. Among these men, Solomon looked for a master workman to superintend the construction of the temple. Minute specifications regarding every portion of the sacred structure had been entrusted to the king, and he could have looked to God in faith for consecrated helpers who would have been granted special skill for doing the work required. But Solomon lost sight of this opportunity to exercise faith. He sent to the king of Tyre for a man cunning to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in iron, and in purple, and crimson, and blue, and that can skill to grave with the cunning men, in Judah and in Jerusalem. The Phoenician king sent Huram, the son of a woman of the daughters of Dan, and his father was a man of Tyre. Huram was a descendant, on his mother's side, of Aholiab, to whom, hundreds of years before, God had given special wisdom for the construction of the tabernacle. Thus at the head of Solomon's workmen was placed a man who was not prompted by an unselfish desire to serve God. The fibers of his being were inwrought with the principles of selfishness. Because of his unusual skill, Huram demanded large wages. Gradually, as his associates labored with him day after day, they compared his wages with their own, and they began to lose sight of the holy character of their work. The spirit of self-denial left them. The result was a demand for higher wages, which was granted.